Lesson 12. Reading with the fingertips. Have you ever noticed the raised dots that label some elevators and public restrooms? This is a method of writing that enables people who cannot see to read by using their fingertips. Its name is Braille. Let's discover how this form of writing came into use and learn about its inventor. Louis Braille was born in France in 1809, the son of a saddle maker. When he was 3, he injured an eye in an accident in his father's workshop. The infection from the wound spread to his other eye, and within a year, he lost his vision. When he was 10, he was sent to a school for the blind in Paris. The students learned by listening to their teachers. One day, a visitor, Charles Barbier, came to the school. He was to have an enormous influence on Braille, who was then 12 years old. Barbier had invented a way of writing that he once hoped the French army would adopt. This writing was designed to be used at night. Soldiers could read it without showing a light. Now Barbier hoped the head of the school, whose students lived their whole lives in darkness, might be able to use his way of writing. Louis Braille stood out among those students. His mind was quick, and he was eager to learn. The head of school invited him to meet the visitor. Braille's interest was aroused when Barbier showed how his writing worked. Taking a sheet of thick paper and using a pointed instrument, Barbier punched a series of holes in it without going through. This caused raised dots to appear on the other side of the paper. These dots were grouped together in cells and could be placed in any of 12 different positions. Each group stood for a different sound. By running a fingertip over them, a person could read a message. Braille was excited by Barbier's invention, but knew that it needed to be simpler. He started working on it at once. Instead of using 12 positions for each unit, he decided to work with 6. This enabled a reader to make sense of the raised dots more quickly and easily. To understand Louis Braille's method, picture a dice with the 6 dots showing. Each of the 2 rows of 3 dots is going from top to bottom. The dots in Braille are formed in this pattern. A single raised dot in the top left position is the letter A. 2 dots, one at top left and one at center left, form the letter B. There are 63 ways to arrange these dots, so they can stand for other things besides the 26 letters of the alphabet. For example, a single dot at center left is a comma. Braille remained at the school all his life. He taught, he helped to print books that used his method, and he played the organ. He was a very good musician and showed how to write music in Braille. While Charles Barbier did not sell his method to the army, he played a part in changing forever the way blind people read. Because of what he started and Louis Braille completed, people everywhere who cannot see are no longer limited by blindness. They can read from 100 to 200 words a minute. That is about the same speed as most people who use their eyes to read.